Hey guys, for those that don't know, I'm at the foothills of the Western North Carolina mountains, and everybody in my area that I've talked to, including myself, who applied for the $750 assistance payment from FEMA, has been denied. Okay. Yeah. They've denied us.
We're up to more than 200 people dead from Hurricane Helene. I'm sure you saw yesterday, DHS says FEMA doesn't have enough money to last hurricane season. What's your reaction to hearing that?
Well, they're doing a very bad job. They've given over $1 billion to illegal migrants that came in, and now they have no money for North Carolina, for Georgia, for South Carolina, and Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida. I think that's a disgrace. This is a country that's being run by fools.
Folks, we are frustrated, obviously, with the response of the evil government running our nation. We can't depend on them. We know that. But the eyes are opening across this earth, realizing more and more how they've stole from our checkbooks and handed our money off to nations around this earth. Yet when it comes to our own country, we get nothing. That's obvious. Even more so, we're learning so much about the only folks bringing a sense of love and dignity to this all is the fellow Americans. We're going to show some of that. They're rising up, providing support in the midst of tyrannical KGB government, threatening arrest and more. We're going to see the Democrats still rushing to get illegals in so they can win forever. Yep, I'm going to show you that. We're going to see how monsters need to be dealt with. And a reminder that prayer works. Got a lot to cover today. Here we go.
He is still saying he didn't lose the election. I would just ask that. Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future. Did Kamala Harris censor Americans from speaking their mind in the wake of the 2020 COVID situation?
That is a damning non-answer.
It's a damning non-answer for you to not talk about censorship. Obviously, Donald Trump and I think that there were problems in 2020. We've talked about it. I'm happy to talk about it further.
5 minutes later.
Who won the 2020 election?
We're going to go to town hall.
Could you just answer, did Donald Trump win, yes or no?
Yes.
He did win.
Yep.
So will you concede if your opponent gets more votes, will you concede?
I really feel bad for you, man.
I just want to know if your opponent gets more votes, will you concede?
Yeah, little party.
So I just wanted you to hear that. I wanted you to hear that J.D. Vance just admitted that Trump won the 2020 election when he was questioned by this freak. And I love how J.D. Vance handles him. He says, I feel sorry for you because when this is all said and done, you're going down, buddy. You can point your finger all you want. You can run at me all you want. But in the end, you're in big trouble. Your lies are being exposed. The agents that the agency that they work for, probably the CIA, where these guys get their training in how to do this for gotcha questions and more, that's going to end. It's going to end soon. So really proud of J.D. Vance and his work of up there on the debate stage. President Trump made sure that everybody knew about that also.
How good did J.D. Vance do the other night? Didn't he do great? I drafted the best athlete. You know, Vince Lombardi, you say, go for the best athlete. But I had 12 people that would have been fantastic. But J.D. did a fantastic job at the debate.
He did a fantastic job during the debate. We know that. We're proud of him. But I'm also very excited to see, as he walked with his wife in Damascus, Virginia, comforting the victims of Hurricane Helene. And there's something I noticed when you're watching this. Check this out.
There we go. God bless it. Good to meet some fellow hillbillies, ma'am. God bless you.
I grew up a lot like you. Thank you, sir. And I made it to be president of $3.6 million.
Well, and you're going that's to fantastic. Knock on wood. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you. Yeah. God bless you, man. I'm rooting for you. I'm proud of you.
Jason Berry, County Administrator.
Okay.
Thank you for
being here. Jason.
Yeah. It's going to be a deal. We're here.
And we're, the pastor of the church is right there. How you doing? How you doing?
Thank you for your service.
Of course. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. It's good to be here.
I'm thinking of the church. Hey.
Okay, God bless you. Yeah. God bless you, Mike. Absolutely. Well, so tell me a little about sir.
I just want to say hello.
God bless you. Thank you. So, Pastor, tell me a little bit about the church. So, I heard about 200 folks worship regularly. Okay. And
lots of kids.
It was up to the rafters of the church.
Yeah, the roof of the pavilion.
Okay.
So, where my office is, I measure 10 feet. Back, 10 feet.
I see. Wow.
And I drove out whenever the van moved and the trash can moved, and I knew how to get out and come back home. So came back and watched from the bridge.
Sure. Wow.
Yeah, it was devastating. It was really hard to watch.
Yeah, I'm sure it was hard to watch. So what? So you think you'll maybe have to tear it down?
We don't know. Okay. Neil is leading the construction and all that, and once we get a professional in here, look at the foundation and all that, we'll see if it's still standing.
Okay.
But right now, we're just worried about the people.
Of course.
We're about people.
Yeah. And where is everybody? I mean, a lot of folks that worship with you.
They're in town, outside of town, just, you know, probably radius between Abingdon, Damascus, and Mount City, the whole Pilgrim Ridge.
Okay.
So I love, if you guys heard some of this, how he looked for the pastor. He wants to hear from the leader of the local body of believers. It's a big deal. Big deal. He's concerned about those that attend that particular church. And it's exciting to me personally because if I told you guys before, J.D. Vance worked for me. I got permission at the time from a chaplain at the base to teach Bible study in the mornings before work. J.D. Vance is one of those that attended. He was in my house as we watched a Christian movie. He actually didn't have to, but he brought a couple of Marines with him. And he watched me with the chaplain baptize a few Marines in the pool on base. And I can't help but wonder how our Heavenly Father puts things together like this. I sure would love to get in touch with him. I've been trying, but nobody's responding. Maybe someday I'll run into him again and say, hey, way to go, Marine. James Woods is out there. We all know Biden and Harris are both bumbling, lazy, uncaring morons. The puppet masters behind them, however, are cunning, ruthless, and deadly. I'm sick of them. Never in my life could I imagine that any government would let thousands of Americans die in an unnatural tragedy because of the way they vote. But now, as I watch the criminals in North Carolina under Biden and Harris, it has crossed my mind. Surely can't be true, but their slovenly neglect is now bordering on willful political warfare. Imagine you pay for car insurance every month, says Bioclandestine. Then one day, someone rear-ends you, but the insurance company does not help you pay for damages and instead buys a Rolls Royce for someone who doesn't even have insurance. That's how we get treated as the American taxpayer. And then they will call you a racist for noticing. Do you get it? Head on over to the Ukraine, folks. Say that you're from there. You'll get $250 billion, some of that thrown at you. As a matter of fact, if you're Zelensky, you can get a $5 million home in Florida. Give your generals all $5 to $10 million homes. Oh, by the way, you can go grab all the citizens off the Ukraine streets that are 18 and above, put a uniform on them, and send them out there to die for what? Nobody knows what's going on over there. We we've been sharing what we believe, and that's that the 46 biolabs run by John Kerry, Biden, Pelosi's family members, and more got destroyed. The enemy's ticked, and they're doing all they can to make everyone suffer. You know that $750 check that they promised everyone? Check this out.
Hey, guys. For those that don't know, I'm at the foothills of the Western North Carolina mountains. And everybody in my area that I've talked to, including myself, who applied for the $750 assistance payment from FEMA, has been denied. Okay? Yeah. They've denied us. Okay. So here we sit. We've thrown out all of our food because we had no power for 5-6 days. Some still are without power. Here we sit. Limited resources in the store. And they have denied our $750 resource check. So, yeah. How do you like that?
How do you like that? Kamala and Sleepy Joe are universally being given poor grades for the way that they are handling the hurricane, according to President Trump, especially North Carolina. It is going down as the worst and most incompetently managed storm at the federal level ever seen before, but their management of the border is worse. MAGA 2024, and of course, he mentioned heading to Michigan, will be going to North Carolina next week, date to be determined. Because I don't want to do anything that's going to interrupt their rescue efforts. You guys hear when Biden tried to fly over to North Carolina? Oh, they had to stop all the rescue efforts because the president's flying through. Idiots. Here's President Trump on his response to this.
We're up to more than 200 people dead from Hurricane Helene. I'm sure you saw yesterday, DHS says FEMA doesn't have enough money to last hurricane season. What's your reaction to hearing that?
Well, they're doing a very bad job. They've given over $1 billion to illegal migrants that came in, and now they have no money for North Carolina, for Georgia, for South Carolina, and Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida. I think that's a disgrace. This is a country that's being run by fools.
It's amazing how President Trump is the one who figures all this out, understands how they operate, the evil ones, and now he's going to pay a visit to the place that needs it the most. Here's something for you guys to help you out throughout your day. But folks, you know I've been suffering with a lot of pain. I talk about it all the time in my interviews about the pain in my back. I couldn't play golf. I'd play maybe 5-10 shots on the driving range. My back was killing me. My whole body was in aches and pains. And I finally realized I needed to do something about it and finally found a substance called full spectrum hemp oil that really takes most of the pain away from me. And I was so excited because I didn't really understand how it works. And I had a little fear because of the plant pictures and all that through the years. And we got a great time, with this interview. If you guys missed it, from Ascent Nutrition, we had Lance on to explain it all. It was phenomenal. You don't want to miss that interview. I'm going to play a clip from that here real quick.
We've got is, so organically grown here in the U.S. You know, a lot of companies are sourcing their hemp from the Netherlands, which is fine. Like, I don't have anything against that. Obviously, if we can grow it here in America, it helps us economically. It helps the environment as well because right. We're not, you know, doing all the shipping and all that.
Right. Plus, if Trump wins, you know, you don't want that tariff either.
Exactly.
So we had a great talk, and it was just wonderful to really get an understanding of, you know, I kind of scroll through this, of, you know, the history behind what hemp is and how they've lied to us through the years of, you know, trying to demonize a lot of the areas of that. And he gave us a really good rundown, so you don't want to miss that. But you go into, you know, below the video and click on the link for Ascent Nutrition's hemp oil. It's right there at the very top of the video. You just click there, and you'll see that they have these products there to explain exactly how they work, everything that you need to know from that website, the infusion methods. The Ascent Nutrition Full Spectrum Oil compared to CBD oil, and how they even have it to elevate your pet's health with the trusted hemp oil. I'm telling you, the taste is absolutely amazing. It's way different than anything I've ever had before and more. And so you can get two, you get free shipping if you buy two of them, and or you subscribe, you get 10% off plus free shipping. That's in the description box below. Check it out today.
Sean, right now there are 157 hotels in New York City that are completely full of illegal immigrants. Let me just repeat that number. 150 hotels in New York City that are completely full of illegal immigrants. New York City alone spends over $1 billion a year on illegal immigrants. And then you see these pictures of husbands and wives and children who have lost everything. Their homes have floated down rivers. Their homes have been taken out by mudslides. Their vehicles are gone. Their picture albums are destroyed. Every sentimental value that they could ever possibly imagine is gone. You know, will never be brought back. And what does Kamala do? She comes out and offers $750. $750. The TV in the person's house one costs more than $750. And you see the absolute destruction. Sean, of all the political things that I've seen in the last decade, this is the one that bothers me the most, hands down, by far. We have spent $200 billion sending money over to Ukraine and Russia to see young, innocent 21-year-old kids in dirty trenches pop around corners and shoot each other in the face with AK-47s. You watch these videos on YouTube, the lives are expunged in a matter of seconds. $200 billion America has sent over there. Yet we can't take care of our own in Georgia and North Carolina and Virginia and Florida. $750. We send billions to places like Pakistan, and they won't tell us that bin Laden is literally living next to their equivalent of West Point. Yet we offer devastated families, the very people you're showing on the screen right now, we offer devastated families $750. Sean, this is the worst administration in the history of the country. These aren't serious people. Frankly, I think they're cruel people. The way they put Americans last is absolutely cruel. And I hope every single person going to the polls on November 5th and before in early voting will remember exactly who these people are.
I wonder how Sean responds to all this, Hannity, as he shakes hands with Newsom in California, his buddy. Really makes you wonder how these things work, huh? Chris Mortensen, PhD, put this out. This needs to go far and wide to put pressure on the government to do the right thing and save lives. This evening, from a Peak Prosperity member to me via PM at my site. Private message. Them. I can't post this online because it's not quite public yet, but government officials had a town meeting with all the residents of Chimney Rock and basically told them that the town was being bulldozed, bodies and all, and the land was being seized by the federal government. They would not be able to move back, and basically their homes, the ones that were standing were no longer theirs, and the federal government owned it all. I don't know what crazy play for land this is, but there's a lot of conspiracy about lithium mines. And let me tell you, as some who lives in Charlotte, and as friends who live in the area of Western North Carolina, they are not being helped, and this is actually being a stand-down operation by federal government. Me. What's going on? It's quite disturbing. Is this firsthand, secondhand, or more distant info? Them. Our friend owns an Airbnb in Chimney Rock. They had a town meeting yesterday, and someone from the federal government told them all of those things in the town meeting, but doesn't want the information getting out. Also, they are not picking up the bodies. The stench from the bodies everywhere is insane, and for some reason, the government does not want to pick up the bodies. One pastor of a local church was going to order to door delivering water, and they changed their delivery request to body bags because so many of the homes that we're going to, they need body bags. We're trying to keep the body count. They're not picking up the bodies. They don't want to identify the bodies, and they're just leaving them to rot in the streets. Do you hear that, folks? They're telling you that 160, 200 plus are gone. No, thousands upon thousands. Why would the media continue to lie? Because that's what they're being fed at 4:30 in the morning, and they all tout the same information. Me, the Chris Martinson said, hey, I can't even, I'm stunned. This is beyond anything I could have imagined. Even very recently, you always pick up and bury the dead. It's what humans do. They are violating every possible custom on purpose. Thank you for keeping me informed. People need to know about this. Let me know when you'd be comfortable with me posting to our forums in an anonymous fashion, of course. So, interesting. I'm going to point out something on this. This is LT speaking. When I went to that, I keep telling you about 2005 when I flew in to Thailand. and then Mindanao, and then we had to fly reporters all over the place to see the destruction. And we carried 5,000 body bags in one of our C-130s when we dropped off reporters in one of the spots. One of the things I remember, because they had a joint information bureau that we had put together in a joint operations center, folks, I'm just letting you know, we had military from all around the earth. We had civilian agencies like USAID there. We had a big, gigantic Mercy ship, like a medical ship. We had a Navy ship out there that was flying helicopters in and out, dropping off water and food. And I'll never forget, a Fulberg colonel from the Air Force flew in from Kadena Air Force Base, and he told all of us the day after we arrived, there's a blank check from the President of the United States. You guys get whatever it takes to make this come together. Not only that, they had a full, you know, we were interviewing folks left and right, and there was a full team that was responsible for grabbing bodies and making sure that they were identified and buried properly. But no, not our country. So them, another part of this report. You could post it in the messages that need to get out. Something evil is going on in the North Carolina mountains. I just didn't want to be identified. Just today, we filled up a trailer for a shelter in Hendersonville, North Carolina, that had no food for tons of moms and babies. All the stores around are empty or locked. In Chandler, North Carolina, 2,000 people haven't eaten anything or drank in 6 days and just got an SOS message out for help. I'm trying to tag the Cajun Navy and Operation Airdrop, but people are dying by the minute. Multiple truckers have reported having tires slashed. Our friends from Chimney Rock said they have heard multiple stories of people being robbed at gunpoint, making supply runs. Two people that drove down to Charlotte yesterday and today, one that we helped set bodies in trees all over ditches and major roads back. Something weird's going on here in North Carolina. Someone with a large national megaphone needs to amplify how bad it is. People are now starting to die trapped. My town is Operation Airdrop North Carolina Central Command. They need pilots with planes and now are asking for trucks. People with big equipment are needed, but more than anything, the nation needs to be put pressure on Washington to deploy the National Guard ASAP. The 82nd was begging to go since Saturday, but has been told to stand down. Stand down! Every Apache we have should be rescuing on rescue missions. Please amplify this message. True leadership would shut down the entire eastern part of the United States, folks. Tell everyone they're going to get paid. All those that are workers, get out there right away, however long it takes, and simply fill up the coffers with as much money and supplies as possible to every single person that can go up there and help. That would be real leadership. Since they can afford $250 billion for a war for people to get shot. Let me show you the area, folks, Chimney Rock area, in case you're looking at your screen. Look at this. Every red spot that you see there, magnitude of people stranded right now in the Appalachians, every red dot that you're looking at in your screen is a road closure. Most are totally eroded. Top three needs are helicopters, horses, mules. It's the apocalypse. Check this out.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling, all down the sand.
Do you guys get it now? See all the red dots, the road closures? It's heartbreaking. FEMA failure in the southeast from Kylie Kremer. I was just alerted by friends in Greenville, South Carolina, that there's a massive failure by FEMA to deploy assets to assist those impacted by Hurricane Helene. And they are feeling beyond frustrated and angry. FEMA has 12 Medevac EC-135 helicopters just sitting there in Greenville. Let me see if I've got that video for you. Oh, yeah, right here. There's your helicopters. See those? They're sitting there. What else do we have? Look at all these vehicles that they're going to pass by. They're just sitting there. All these emergency vehicles just sitting there. Looks like it goes on for a quarter mile of just nothing but vehicles. Emergency vehicles that could be used right now to get around. You know, another thing that could happen, they could airlift these bad boys with the right helicopters from the military into the areas that need help if they can't get through the road. But no, we can't do that, nah. FEMA also has they fuel tankers, ambulances, other equipment ready to deploy sitting in Greenville, as seen in the videos attached. FEMA has three C-130 cargo planes just sitting there in Greenville. Interesting, right? How come they won't take the C-130s up in the air with food and water and simply drop them like parachutes, right, with all the food that comes there? Remember the Gaza Strip? Remember, we feel sorry for the people in Gaza that are getting bombed. So the America's going to send over in supplies, and they just dropped them all with the food and supplies and everything that they need, medicine. Not us. These planes, helicopters, and other equipment have been sitting since Sunday and have not done anything for Americans in need. Our tax dollars are not being utilized, even though they are appropriated for specific situations of emergency just like this. What is going on? What exactly is FEMA doing besides promising a measly $750 to those affected? $940 million, the FEMA dollars, have been given to illegals, and now the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas is asking for more money for FEMA because there isn't enough to help Americans. That's nothing. $940 million compared to $250 billion, compared to $9 billion, $8 billion. How many billions do we send around the earth? What about these resources just sitting in Greenville? Why aren't they being deployed? People are dying in desperate need of help. Fellow Americans aren't even allowed to help because of red tape and money, and we've already been paid in taxes. Isn't going to help them either. This Biden-Harris administration, they're massively failing. I think they don't care, and I think that they're puppets, and I think the elites that cover them and follow them and puppet them around are the ones that are responsible for this, folks. It's clear. They're not a priority. If you're looking at your screen, Hurricane Helene victims received a one-time payment, $750. Well, folks, they're not even getting it. Oh, by the way, they're telling them to go find internet service. Go find internet service and go out there and fill out your little forms there, folks. Yeah, you know, the internet that's not working. Let's see, I had another clip for that. Here we go.
In my hometown, Augusta, Georgia, speaking to people like everything's going to be okay. She's sitting here telling us that go online, apply. Well, okay, hundreds of us still don't have power, internet services. Sure, we can get to it. We can fight. We can apply. We can get on it for immediate assistance. Well, I went on because we split. We went to Columbia right away and got our hotel room. Now, luckily, we're in an Airbnb. This is a place that we get to live. I get to give my kids some hot water, some power, some food, just some comfort, something to help them know that this is going to be okay while our house is back home destroyed and filling up with water. The floors are caving in. Hundreds of people. That's happening to everybody around the city. Like I said, we still don't have water, still don't have power. Slowly it's getting restored, and I think all the linemen that are out there working so hard from all the other states, they're the only ones that are actually getting things done, not the freaking government. Because you're telling us to go online to FEMA and apply, and you'll get immediate help for $750. Well, okay, I went on FEMA, I applied, and I immediately got denied because apparently I have homeowners insurance, and that's going to cover that. And okay, sure, I know, it will. It'll get taken care of. Thank God we're all safe and alive. I know it's just things. It's a house, but it's not immediate. And I don't know, what is she talking about? I have no idea. Nobody I know has had immediate assistance. Nobody's $750, what, to our Cash App? What are you going to get? How are we going to do this? How are we going to get this? So then, if we get the $750, that'll barely cover the groceries that we've all lost in our freezers and refrigerators and everything. Also, there's thousands of pine trees, just like this one, and oak trees, and all these trees all over the entire city. Power lines are everywhere. They're ripped apart. Poles are down. Transformers are down. It's going to take weeks to get this repaired in some places.
That's right. It's making good points. Yeah, go ahead and go online. Apply for your $750. You're not going to get it anyway because you have insurance for your house. You know, they don't care. They just don't care. So you look at Kiev on the right, 2024, and they're just living the high life, wonderful life over there. And what do we have in Asheville, 2024? Complete massive bomb that hit all of the nation. All of us are affected. If you guys look at your screen here, you see Katrina's got Category 3, 125 max winds. Remember Katrina? Look how tiny that bad boy is. You look at Helene, it's Category 4, 140 max winds. Look at this. Diameter's 822 miles. The Winfield's 370 miles. You ever see anything like that? We talked about how they manipulate the weather. I'm going to show you another clip how they do it with the HAARP secret weather geoengineering microwave weapon. Oh, yeah. But Into Thin Air, thank you for following me and love your work, Into Thin Air. Potential Hurricane Milton's on its way, heading to the Gulf. October 9th, in just a few days. We may have a significant storm entering the Gulf of Mexico and then becoming a major hurricane according to today's models. October 9th. I know this is not the news people want, but this is the reality we may be facing sooner than later. Check this out.
So there are 45,000 transmit-receive modules, and this antenna can detect an object the size of a baseball at a range of 2,500 miles. That is why I say this thing can project all that power into a pinpoint beam, totally computer-controlled. The dome is 120 foot diameter. The power source is 3.6 megawatt generators for a total of almost 22 megawatts. And this HAARP platform has a tow ship to move it around. So that 22 megawatts is not actually designed to go into the engines. That is designed to go into the transmitter unit. Other U.S. Navy ships have powerful microwave transmitters. This is the U.S. Navy ship Howard O. Lorenzen. It looks small, but it's actually 534 feet long. Each phased array, the boxes on the top of the deck, is a phased array transmitter. Synthetic aperture radar, whatever you want to call it, weighs 250 tons. And there's a crew of 88 on board. This is a gigantic ionospheric heater again.
So why? Why do you need this? Who's responsible for these bad boys? Why do we need them? Why can't we have them taken apart and everybody that runs these things put in prison forever? Life prison sentences for what they're doing, for the number of people that they've killed manipulating this weather. Everybody that lives according to this patent, hurricane and tornado control device, everybody that runs those devices that pushes the buttons, prison forever. Shut those things down. Get rid of them. Put them in life prison forever and make sure that everybody knows who they are.
All right, my friends, no time to waste here. Did you know that the United States has multiple patents on how to steer and control hurricanes and tornadoes? Yes, this is very real and it's backed by sources, as well as our own NOAA website, which discusses weather manipulation and what steps you or I would have to take in order to do our own weather manipulation. My friends, this is no joke. Many people believe that weather manipulation was used for Hurricane Helene, then somehow coincidentally stalled over the rare lithium-producing towns of Western and North Carolina, which is the exact location of the largest lithium deposit we have in the United States.
Now, just a reminder for you. I know I played all this for you yesterday. I just want to remind you, in case you guys forgot, because many will, and many folks are, you know, tune in sometimes once every four videos, so we've got to replay some of this, but they manipulate the weather. They do cloud seeding. And when they did this one, I think they made a mistake and went a little too far, and they're probably going to pay for it in the future. But everyone that controls this manipulation of weather should go to prison forever. Another guy that needs to go to prison is this guy, freak named Biden. Check out what he says about all this.
What are the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What are the states in the storm zone? What do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. They're very happy across the board.
They're very happy. They're getting everything they need. Oh, the storm zone. I was wondering what storm you were talking about. He has no clue. As if he doesn't even know what's going on. Well, we know what's going on. We're at amwayknow.com, folks. You can find everything you need, all of our videos at Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom, all there. You can contact us and send your pictures in with that contact button, all of our social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more. You can reach us there also. You can send us emails by hitting the contact button. Also, a reminder for those that andweknow.tv, we shut that down. If you were charged August 30th or September 30th, they were supposed to shut it down. You were not supposed to be charged. File a protest with your credit card. We were promised that this would be shut down. There's some stuff that I can't share with you over this, Someday we'll have something new for you, but I want to remind those that had that, that we are shut that down. It's gone. We're at shop.mweknow.com, folks. You can get sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and more. We're so excited when folks wear this gear. Folks will walk up to you, and they will say, hey, I watched that show too. And you will make a new friend, and that's exciting for all of us. And so here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Breaking tonight, we're getting reports union workers have reached an agreement to suspend their strike until January, telling our Alexis Adams on the dock there that the strike is over. One of the delegates saying that the ILA union notified all workers that an agreement has been reached and that port workers must report back to work tomorrow. We're being told that a final deal will have to be struck by January 15th, giving a lot of time here. Otherwise, the proposal for a 62% wage increase goes off the table, but it seems like for the interim that this.
Yeah. They reached a deal. Something weird's going on because I saw another video where a guy was actually being interviewed by the media, not Fox. And they brought him up there and he conveniently said, yeah, we reached a deal. It was to get, you know, we're making sure they don't go automated for the next 5 years. You know, they don't want automated everything at the docks, and that's good. For, you know, positive thing, because we want people down there so they can hear if there's children or families inside these crates. And he said, oh, we had a little monetary deal too we're working on. And then he goes, and I would just like to thank Joe Biden for doing his work and Kamala and all those people that helped us out. Yeah, we know why they bring those actors up to do that. Check out what happens when they ask those that were protesting how many support Vice President Harris.
How many folks support Vice President Harris? Any hands? No hands.
No hands. No hands.
Okay. It's nobody's business. Yeah. It's nobody's business, says one man. So there you go.
It's nobody's business. Fox had a good time with that one. So anyway, there's a little bit of relief for us because I hope. And they were claiming too. The guy that they brought up, the little actor, and I don't have that video for you. I wish I did have that video. Of the guy coming up saying that, you know, thank you, Biden and Kamala, for helping us out. They didn't do anything. It was a lie. And he goes, and there's people out there saying that, you know, we don't care about the people that were hurt in with Hurricane Helene. Well, that's the whole reason you guys probably caved in, because you realized everybody's complaining for the 40,000 people. They're realizing there's so much death and destruction out there. You realize it's probably the wrong time to go out there and protest, don't you think? I'm realizing while I'm talking, I'm a little fired up, and I need to calm down. I know you guys probably write me emails like crazy telling me to calm down. I'm getting fired up. The Marine Corps Master Sergeant's kicking in. I want my corporals, Lance Corporal Sergeants, Staff Sergeants, and Gunnies out there running out to the front lines and getting this thing done. I want my generals to step up to the plate and say, who cares what Biden says? I don't have orders, but we're going anyway. That's what I want.
The semiconductor supply chain is entirely dependent on one mineral called high purity quartz. And virtually the entire global supply of that quartz comes from one tiny town called Spruce Pine, North Carolina. Now, Spruce Pine saw 2 feet of rainfall from Hurricane Helene. And now, nearly a week later, city officials tell me that there's still no water, power, or cell service. The infrastructure is completely disrupted to the point that roads and railways are so torn up that in some areas in the western part of the state, mules are being used to transport materials in and out. So the two companies that operate the quartz mines there, that's Sibelco and Quartz Corp, they tell us their work has been shut down since Thursday. And Quartz Corp adds that they have no visibility as to when operations can restart. So the question becomes not just whether the mines themselves have been damaged, but also whether it's possible to get the quartz out. Disruptions would impact not only the $5 billion quartz market, but the $600 billion semiconductor market that depends on it. And that quartz is also used in solar panels, fiber optic cables and some light bulbs, which could all see some issues as well. And Kelly, I just spoke a few minutes ago with the head of TechSet. They track the quartz supply chain. Their best guess right now is 4 to 6 weeks until things are back up and running in Spruce Pine. And that's if the roads are able to be cleared. So that alone could lead to at least minor slowdowns for the chip makers. And every day that that timeline gets extended, Kelly, the impact just multiplies.
Ah, I see. So mainstream media does talk about stuff like that. You know, I need some good news from all this. Check this out.
What's up, Top Crop? Still delivering food up here. Having a good time with these Bama boys. Search and Rescue, been working their butts off. Be sure to go find them on the fire department. Team 2, Team 3. What's up, Top Crop? We got James up here. We're dropping in up here on top of this mountain. Made some new friends. What's y'all's name?
John, Luke, Larry, Tim.
And these guys are from
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama, been doing some SARs. Man, these guys been going in even where we ain't going. I told Heather I'd be safe, but check these guys out. What station y'all with?
Task Force 2 out of Alabama.
Look them up. And that's number 3. Give them a light.
There's a bunch of guys doing great work. Giant drone getting baby supplies and on Garrett Creek Road. And that's good to see the smiling faces. All we've been seeing is just a lot of destruction. And I need to see more of these videos. If you guys can post them to them at AmWeKnow, I'd really love to see that. The real heroes out there. Of course, we've got other things going on brewing. Arizona illegally covering up voter scandal. Arizona's illegally withholding the list of 218,000 plus registered voters who have not provided proof of citizenship as required by law. They just sued the Arizona Secretary of State to obtain it. All this going on with the elections looming, right? And speaking of elections, do you guys remember Tina? Do you remember Tina Peters? She's the one that stood up and said, you know what, I've had enough. Gold Star Mom was sentenced to 9 years for her role documenting Dominion voting machines files before they could be deleted. Yeah, the judge, the activist, right? This is the judge, Matthew Barrett, this evil demonic being right here. This is a sample of tiny sample of his donations. They all go to Act Blue, Act Blue, Act Blue. Democrats, Democrats, Democrats. Yeah, so he had a chance to shine, you know, because his hatred of President Trump and his hatred of anyone who's conservative or has good values or cares about our country because it's, you know, the elections are being stolen. Well, he had his chance to shine and he's getting paid off by Satan, you know, those that worship Satan. And he's going to be just fine, right, for a little while. My hope is that someday he'll be exposed for who he really is. But listen to how he talks to Tina Peters here.
You have no qualms with violating the court's orders because you're innocent, because you didn't do anything wrong. You were just doing your job. You have no problem trying to kick an officer. Your explanation about what happened is preposterous. It's on video. You have no problem lying to officers. It's happened multiple times. They're recorded conversations. It's just more lies. No objective person believes them. No, at the end of the day, you cared about the jets, the podcasts, and the people fawning over you. You abdicated your position as a servant to the Constitution, and you chose you over all else. Yes, you are a charlatan, and you cannot help but lie as easy it is for you to breathe. You betrayed your oath for no one other than you. And this is what makes Ms. Peters such a danger to our community. It's the position she held that has provided her the pulpit from which she can preach these lies. The undermining of our democratic process. The undermining of the belief and confidence in our election systems. It's not about questioning it. No one says you can't question, you can't ask. It's completely different. And if you don't understand that distinction, then there's nothing I can say or do here today that will change your mind.
If you want to watch his entire video, you can. Head down below this video. You'll catch all of it. Here's a little interview that she did recently where she, you know, was having a casual conversation about how some of this played out.
So we're here with Miss Tina Peters. I'm assuming that's not the new Apple ankle bracelet that you're wearing. What is that?
Well, that is an ankle monitor, right? Yeah. Yeah, they, I call them all criminals. So when we're talking, when I refer to criminals, it's either the DA, the Colorado Attorney General, deputies that have been sworn in as prosecutors in my case. But this is separate from the trial we're going through. This was a alleged recording that I made in a courtroom and that I didn't make. And later on, it was proof that there was never anything recorded. But nevertheless, I got found guilty.
So they said you were recording in the courtroom and you weren't. And so they slapped an ankle monitor on you to make you look like a criminal.
That's right.
So...
Wow, that's crazy. Tell us what made you become run for office originally. And for those who don't know your story, give us a little background or a little brief summary.
And what are these pictures around us?
Well, those are my son. So that was in Switzerland. He loved to jump off of anything high, bridges, buildings, whatever. So that was in Switzerland. This is in Afghanistan. He was a Navy SEAL. And was tragically killed. And then I don't know if you can see that picture or not, but that is him wingsuiting and then parachuting. You see his fellow wingsuiter at negative 60 below in Aspen, Colorado. So you know, he was quite the adventure. He was also involved in anti-human trafficking and ended up surprisingly having a double parachute failure, which is almost, you're almost more likely to win the lottery than to have a double parachute failure, especially with almost 1,000 jumps that he had.
So how did you go from being a gold star mom to say, hey, I want to run for office, I want to do something for my community, I want to give back? What happened?
Well, in 2016, I was diagnosed with lung cancer. And so that was a very dark period. And I asked God, I said, don't let me ever forget what that felt like, that to be that low. So I really have a compassion for people that face death. And I wanted to make more, you know, I wanted my life to mean more. I'd never been involved in politics. This is in 2016. I decided to go to just a volunteer meeting. I looked around. I was one of eight people at a volunteer meeting. And I said, I thought people that were good at this stuff were taken care of, you know, like politics.
So you were at a Joe Biden rally?
No.
Eight people. I heard eight people.
Yeah. No, this was a volunteer meeting for the GOP. And I realized that we the people, we have to be involved, right?
You have to all be involved. And it's amazing because she said, you know, she prayed and wanted to know, you know, her purpose on this earth. And we know that our Heavenly Father takes care of all of us. Also at Hunter's Blend Coffee, they had a message for us to just remember that in our prayers. And here we go.
Well, Jeremiah 1:5 records a conversation that God was having with Jeremiah. I think Jeremiah was having some self-doubt. And God said to him, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I set you apart. And the truth is that God knew you before you had the ability to even know that you could be known. And contrary to what they probably taught you in school, you are not here as a random product of time plus matter plus chance. You're as unique as your thumbprint, and your design is unique as your thumbprint. Therefore, your intended calling is as unique as your thumbprint. You know, you find out the intention of what any invention was used for when you get to know what the engineer had in mind in the first place. You know, sometimes at the end of the day, we might feel insignificant or alone, or we might ask yourself, well, what's all this about anyways? Is anything worth it? But the interesting thing is, you know, the animal kingdom doesn't ask itself that. It's just surviving. But people do. And the fact that you have that question sometimes points to the fact that there is purpose and intention in why you are here. So get to know your creator. It changes everything. And welcome to the Great Awakening.
My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that your morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing roasting specialty-grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said, "It's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. They really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company. Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today." So, folks, I want you to notice this. MSNBC just asked Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren if she retained counsel or updated her passport because Trump is coming after her. Look at what she says.
Congresswoman, I want to start with you because you and the other members of the January 6th Select Committee have been publicly targeted or threatened or warned that Trump is coming for you. I wonder, as the polls appear pretty close, if you've done anything to prepare for that, if you've retained counsel or updated your passport, or if you're doing anything differently.
No, I haven't. You know, if you look in the Constitution, there is only one mention of immunity, and that's for members of Congress in their official capacity. We may not be held to answer at any other place. So assuming under a second Trump administration that there would still be a court system and the rule of law, which may not be the valid assumption, there's no way that the members of the January 6th committee could be held to account in any other place for our work on that committee.
Oh, in other words, she's just admitting to everyone, I broke the law. I can do whatever I want. I can commit murder if I want. It doesn't matter. I've got immunity. But she thinks she does. And when this is all said and done and these guys are brought out to the public eye on what they've done, she'll face what's coming. And if it's not on this side of the earth, without repentance, she'll face what's coming. Another guy that's going to face what's coming, this worshiper of Satan, is this guy always touting for the illegals.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
All by design, the open border. All by design. Let's see, back in the day, I think 2009, he wasn't all for open borders and illegals. I think because they had everybody under control, right? Only 2 or 3% were Republican of the Democrat side, but now they're all waking up and they're losing all the folks that vote for them and they're losing their way of using voting machines and they can't have dead voters anymore. So they got to get them in here as soon as they can, because look at what he said back in the day.
Who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it.
So other folks that are exposed, we've got them in politics, we've got them in the music industry, sports, and more. They're all going to start falling because of this Diddy arrest. The scandal goes all the way up to the top record executives, bankers, and club owners. Check this out.
Well, Counselor, thank you for taking this case. This is very important, and we need justice served, especially now that we're hearing there's a victim as young as 9 years old. Are you kidding me?
Nine.
12, 13, 14, 15. We're talking about 25 people so far out of 120 cases that we intend to file. I would expect there'll be a lot more cases than that. Let's not forget, we're talking about behavior that took place over more than 25 years all over the United States, but primarily in New York, California, and Miami.
And some of these names that I guess will be coming out, who allegedly aided and abetted Diddy and his twisted little escapades, are these names that I would know that people would recognize? How high is this going up?
Certainly names that you would recognize. And let's think about the kind of people that would be involved in this. People that would be in the room, that would be facilitating this, egging this kind of thing on, encouraging this, participating. Venues that were participating, sponsors, hotels, banks. Let's remember that a lot of people were being flown in from across the country and paid in cash. Obviously, that cash had to come somewhere. There had to be some explanation for taking out that much cash from the bank. We already know that there were a lot of drugs in play. So there are many facets of this. There are many people involved. There are many entities involved. And, you know, the ones that really irk me, you know, there's been a lot of focus on, well, who are the celebrities? Who are the celebrities? What I'm more focused on, I mean, obviously, to the extent there's a celebrity that it occurred at their house or that they were involved or participated, they will certainly be named. But what really irks me are those who profited off of this culture that was created and that just essentially ruined hundreds of lives.
And we're talking banks, we're talking record executives?
Record executives, record companies, other companies that were sponsors of some of these parties and after parties, clubs, hotels, I mean, you name it. I mean, this conduct was, I mean, this wasn't an annual party. This individual allegedly was partying three or four times a week, and these parties were wild. They were beyond your imagination, and they were nasty. And there were a lot of things going on that should not go on, and a lot of victims that were being subjected to exploitation and all kinds of sexual conduct that people just should not be subjected to.
You know, what's amazing to me is this is all happening now. Another thing that amazes me is this lawyer. Or whoever this guy is, I forgot his name. I didn't write it down, so forgive me for that. Anyway, he doesn't seem to be nervous or scared at all. Seems like, you know, back in the day, if anybody like this had something where he was going to bring up charges to go after a name this big with other names that are really big that attended this party, they would have already got into his office, probably threatened him just like the movies, threatened his family and more. Doesn't look like he's being threatened now. It looks like maybe all of those guys were probably taken out and he's been given permission to move forward. Saw this video clip about hunting evil. I thought it was pretty powerful in light of everything that we've been talking about, especially with our children. And before we come to a close, I wanted to show you this.
Man of God, stand up. We need you in this family. Get out there and hunt evil. If you're not hunting for food, I say this, a man is made to hunt. And if you're not hunting for your food, you're buying it at Whole Foods or Walmart, then what are you hunting? Because you got to hunt something. Then hunt Satan, hunt injustice, hunt evil. Right? I mean, yeah, you're pushing on a nerve for me. That's because by the time a child is sex trafficked, you know how much I've broken in society? By the time that is the ultimate form of triage. That's not where it's broken. It's breaking upstream, way, way upstream.
Three people are now in custody after deputies found two girls under the age of 16 in a motel room. Also in that room, adult men who already had outstanding warrants against them. Another person is in custody, the parent of one of the young girls. And officials say that parent actually took one of the girls to the motel.
It's a 90-year proactive strategic attack, particularly on the American male, okay? because you will not break America with military action. Will not happen. Will not happen. You will not break America economically.
Second dramatic sell-off in a week.
You had a lot more genuine fear in the market. They were selling the winners. They were selling the stuff they loved.
The Dow's 1,000-point plunge was the second steepest drop on record.
You will not. China's trying and they're doing things, but you will not. You will not break her with a famine. You're going to break America morally.
Break America morally. Now, this music's pretty loud, and I get that maybe some of you don't like it. So I'm going to read the stuff that he's talking about. He said, America's breaking morally. There's not a single civilization in history that embraced immorality. Three generations. We are in our third generation of embracing immorality unilaterally. Now you have a country where America is the number one nation on earth buying sex with children. Number one by a long shot. $152 billion a year spent on buying children. 56 of that billion is inside the U.S., where a third of the global consumption, a third of that, not Guatemalan kids. Children in America, the Constitution is written for a moral people. So how would you break America? You make her immoral. You make her men do bad things against children. And are we about to see more? There's P. Diddy on your screen. People face criminal charges in connection with racketeering and sex trafficking cases. Sean Diddy Combs. You make her men stand up for her, woman. You make her men say, I can be a woman. I can carry a child. Pete Buttigieg, I can lactate. I can breastfeed him. These terrible folks of the world, the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees and Sadducees of the day, crucifying the real Christ, the true gospel. Pontius Pilate, that's what they did. Pontius Pilate didn't string him up. His own said, we don't want him. His own of Christ didn't want him. You preach a false gospel. It is our darkest danger in our country that men do not know their identity in Christ. And so very interesting as this plays out, day after day, showing the moral fabric of our country is falling apart. And I want to get this in there real quick. As we move forward, just to let you know that those that are fighting for our men, fighting for our future men, a pastor named John Amanchukwu was cuffed and escorted out of a school board meeting in Wake County, North Carolina, after demanding justice for Lorena Benson, a 15-year-old girl who was forced to read and discuss sexually explicit soft porn at school against her and her parents' wishes. Pastor John had every right to speak, to exercise his First Amendment rights, and to reprimand the Wake County School Board for violating HB 49 parental rights bill. This is unacceptable. Instead of putting preachers in handcuffs, we should be arresting the perverted creeps who subjected kids to this filth. We must fight for the innocence of our children. That is true. Folks, are you getting involved? And I brought this up before, and I think some people are starting to realize what I'm trying to get at. I'm not saying don't go to church. I'm not saying don't do Bible studies. What I do want to mention is I used to hang out at the church 5, 6, 7 days a week, thinking that it was a wonderful thing. I had my Bible open, studying. It was great. We prayed for our community. We prayed for each other, and it was wonderful. But not once did I ever go to a meeting in the city. I didn't go to a meeting at the local school. I just didn't do it. I was too busy hanging out in those walls of the church when I should have been a light out into the world. Instead, those that weren't going were the ones making all the rules, and they were the ones sneaking these books into the schools. So the lead psychologist at the Tavistock, the NHS Trust that told children they could change gender, Dr. Ross Kanade, has been sacked after pleading guilty to a pedophilia charge. However, he has avoided jail and can continue working as a child psychologist. Oh, yeah. Also, University of Wyoming has become the third school to refuse to face San Jose State's women's volleyball team due to a biological male being on the team. That's how you do it. They're trying to change the morality to immorality throughout our nation. You start telling them, you know what? Not on my watch. We're not playing you guys with your immoral acts. You start exposing these idiots one at a time for who they are, destroying our nation. And I wanted to read this from Common Sense IQ test before we close today. We've been through a lot, folks. I wanted to show you one more thing from Santa Surfin. She posted, I just read it. This is such a feel-good story before going to bed. God will take all the tears we shed and replace each one with a blessing. It's a tough time, and do know there's an entire world that would want you to, you know, want to hold you right now. You are not forgotten. You are loved. James Hughes shared this. These are the kind of people that make me proud to be a hillbilly. No running water. She was very quick to inform me. Here we go. Got to share this. These mountain people are some of the kindest and toughest people. They will survive. I've been packing supplies in on horseback, and I had the opportunity to visit an elderly lady. She didn't have a road out, no electricity, and no running water. She was very quick to inform me that she had a spring in the woods. She refused to take any items I had in pack saddles, telling me to give it to someone worse off. Then she looked at me and said, "Young man, I have dinner about ready. Would you like something to eat?" Even when she had lost a lot, she still wanted to share what she had. Makes me proud to be one of these hillbillies. And there's a picture you're looking at right there that he took for all to see. You know, recently, just to let you know before we close in reading this from Common Sense IQ test, we've been, again, going back to Little House on the Prairie. We're watching season one again. And every story makes you laugh, makes you cry, makes you realize, you know, just good, wholesome life. Nobody's perfect. They didn't have a perfect life. They didn't have a perfect church and everything, but they did have each other. Everybody knew each other in those communities. They lifted each other up. And that, by reading about the hillbillies, reminded me of that, how we took care of each other. And there's many people now that are joining together and taking care of each other now, and it's been wonderful to see. Clear vision required. God woke and shook our souls and eyes so we'd take a look. Without delusions, blinders, and following his word, our voices echo truths will not be deterred. Mission forward warriors, our people and land attacked. Weather modification feels like the odds are stacked. There's always a reason. Patience we require. It's faith which steadies when times are dire. I know this as fact. 2 years I've survived living in decimation once Hurricane Ian arrived. There is a greater plan. My soul is fervent proof. When burdens are removed, God solves and shows the truth. We're guessing at this point where the course will go. Make America great again, not telling but forced to show. We will remodel our industries, a greater defined nation where self-sustainability with God as our foundation wipes out their agenda, a system of utter decay. Some will kick and scream attached to the captor's way, but awareness of evil's plots will surely rise in tone. The required course of action so their rule is overthrown. 4 years ago, we witnessed their design on full display. With rage and anger, we fought to where we are today. More prepared than ever, our community has grown, living alongside the woke, and now they're being shown. A long-standing problem, the two-party illusion, governance by design to sow doubt and confusion. Now we are the news. The media has their, you know, was their tool. To keep distractions coming, we are no longer they're full. I'm praying like never before, ceaselessly in a zone, allowing my heart and soul to trust what's still unknown. Days become more vivid, learning to pray with purpose. You see the design so clearly and not what's on the surface. By grace and determination, our fight, we stand united. The future has changed course. They want us all divided. Now we know the playbook. We suffer, yet we rise. By faith, we know the outcome, requiring no more compromise.
But nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct us. Our hearts are just hurting, our souls, as we cry to you in prayer for those that are hurt, lost, needing food, shelter, and more up in the mountains. Roads closed, people desperate for help. many are praying and crying out to you, and you hear their cries, Heavenly Father. And we ask that we, at the end of all of this, we will see and realize what an amazing journey we have watched so many that have been reached with the gospel of Christ through all of this. We ask that you would take the immorality of our country, crush it, bring our morals back. Remove the evil ones that have been running our country. Those that think that they can't be touched, that they be exposed for the world to see who they really are, the deals that they've made. We're in certainly need of you at this time and place. We ask for protection over those that are running for office, J.D. Vance, President Trump, their families, and more, for standing up for the truth. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, I hope that this week has been okay for you. We've been trying to get a video out every single day. There's so much going on. You can tell that I'm very passionate about what's happening to our own country. I just can't believe, I'm just in just utter shock that our military is not standing up, that there's not one general saying, follow my lead, and they're grabbing their troops and they're like, we're heading up to the mountains. I just can't believe it. I can't believe that's the state of our nation, where our military, literally the leaders of our military aren't making moves to rescue their fellow citizens. It's just baffling to me. But we'll stay in prayer. Stay together. Please hit that follow button and share button if you would. Really appreciate that. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi. With them, we know. Signing out.